It seems I've saved you again, Trooper Antigone.
Once the commotion had died down, nervous gubernatorial officials had scrambled around to oblige their esteemed new arrival. Though none of the seats in the stateroom were strong enough to accommodate the bulk of a space marine, one enterprising young clerk had commandeered an ammo crate from somewhere, and after draping it with fine cloths, had allowed Company Master Tigraine to take his place beside Regan at the head of the feast.
Thank you. Although I've attended many functions like this down the years, I never have grown accustomed to public speaking. And it's no longer Trooper Antigone, it's Colonel Antigone now. An honorific title, of course, in recognition of my role in the defense. But it seems I'm not the only one to have received a promotion since the last time we met, Lord.
Indeed. I haven't been Sergeant Tigraine for many years now. Since a few months after the Procell campaign, in fact. A great honor, but one tinged with much sadness that it took the death of Master Duma for me to ascend to the rank.
I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't mean...
I am a soldier, Colonel Antigone. I have been conditioned to make fear a stranger to me, and I can withstand pain far beyond the threshold of most things that exist in the universe. While the death of my former master saddens me, I do not experience grief or emotional pain in the same way that you do. Death, be it my own or that of one of my battle brothers, is merely an occupational hazard.
A nervous serving girl approached Regan and the Space Marine and offered to pour them some wine. Tigraine waved her away impassively, but Regan accepted a full goblet and instantly gulped down half of it. While he had been in the presence of Space Marines before, he had never felt comfortable around them. While mere men, if they were blessed with good health and avoided a stint in the Imperial Guard, could live for the better part of a century, Space Marines could live for far longer. It was rumored that the Adeptus Astartes were essentially immortal, and that their lives could only be ended through violence. Quite apart from the fact that a Space Marine could kill a man with a flick of his wrist or a spray of saliva, it was this reminder of his own mortality that was the root of his unease. More now than ever, in light of his circumstances.
But I am not here to talk about me. I want to know about you, Colonel Regan Antigone, hero of the Imperium. Where did your life take you after I carried you from that trench all those years ago?
You flatter me, Lord. My life has not been that interesting at all in comparison to yours, I'm sure.
Granted. But please, I insist.
Very well. After that last time you came to visit me in the Medicaid, they operated on me to save my leg. Although the limb is still intact, they couldn't retain much function, and that's why I carry this.
Regan raised the cane to show the Space Marine, but quickly dropped it to the floor when he realized he was brandishing it like a sword. The Dark Angel smiled and gestured for Regan to continue.
They invalided me out of the guard. When it became clear that we'd fought back the invasion, I was proclaimed a hero. I was made an honorary colonel of the newly founded 1st Procell Regulars and showered with medals and accolades. Parades were held in my honor, and there were countless feasts and banquets where I was made to tell my story over and over again. They even erected a statue of me, and I'm told that there's a small island in Procell's southern hemisphere where half the boys born since the liberation have been named Regan.
Tigraine was listening intently, but Regan noticed that his brow was furrowed.
Something wrong, Lord? Is my story not interesting enough?
Not at all. It's just that something puzzles me. When my battle brothers and I relieved you in that trench, we carried away 3 survivors, but you are speaking as if you were the only one.
My apologies, Lord. I thought you knew. Tarik never came out of his coma, and they switched off his life support only days after the liberation. Murtok managed to regain consciousness briefly, but the blight was so strong in him that he was dead within weeks. Even now, the toxins the enemy unleashed during the siege are still killing people.
Regan's voice trailed off, and the Dark Angel stared at him as if he could see right through him, peer into his very soul.
What aren't you telling me?
Not for the first time, Regan looked the Angel of Death in the eyes.
It's me. For some reason, I didn't contract as virulent a strain of the blight as the others. It's been killing me. But it's been killing me slowly. Even so, the chirurgeons tell me that I only have weeks to live. Months, if I'm lucky. I'm dying, my lord. The enemy couldn't kill me with bullets or bombs 25 years ago, but they got me in the end.
The Dark Angel's facade slipped briefly, and something approaching emotion registered on his face.
That saddens me, Regan Antigone. No man deserves a slow, lingering death, especially such a brave servant of the Golden Throne.
The Space Marine's features hardened again, and he locked Regan with his steely gaze.
I should honor you in some way.
Please, Lord, that is unnecessary. I have already been honored more than one man deserves in 100 lifetimes.
Then indulge me. Tell me your story again. Tell me how you and 2 of your comrades held off an entire arch-enemy attack and ensured that Amadis did not end up in their clutches. Tell me, so that I can record it accurately in the annals of my chapter and remember your glory for all eternity.
Regan glanced towards the back of the hall, in the vain hope that another surprise guest would make an entrance and spare him having to lie once more. There was to be no savior this time.
As you wish, Lord.